See, like, that's too bright.
Michelle Ibala Rosa joined a group of amateur photographers taking part in a sunset photo walk led by professional photographer Philip Kitamura.
For today, we're trying to capture a nice and beautiful Hawaiian sunset out in Magic Island. A lot of people don't expose for the actual subjects, so either they'll think they'll be taking a portrait of their subjects with the sunset in the background, but they might not get any detail on their face at all. Or vice versa, and they might just blow out the entire sunset.
Ibala Rosa was in the latter group.
Well, he showed me how to change the shutter and aperture, I guess. So when you take it, the shutter stayed open longer, and you get more of the detail of the waves.
Without washing out that sunset in the background, Trevor Spring organized the free photo walk on behalf of Hawaii Cameras, a Kaimuki camera rental company.
We want to get real photography into the hands of people who haven't had the guidance in the past, because it's amazing what you can do with a real camera when you have just a little bit of guidance.
Here's Kitamura on capturing that perfect sunset photo.
You can take an empty sunset photo and it'll be great and all, but I really think that a photo comes to life when you place subjects into that. And if you can get them to give you a kind of like a perspective or a sense of feeling and emotion, then that makes it all the better.
Photo walks are offered once or twice a month, covering topics like sunrises and seascapes, nights and city lights, or wildlife photography with Kaimana's latest monk seal in residence.
I mean, it's just good for people to come out to beautiful places, get together and watch other people doing it at an event like this, and get to sort of be supported by the community aspect of it. So it just opens up this whole new world.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.